This week witnessed a confusing performance by different agencies of the federal government over alerting Americans to the threat of terrorism. On Wednesday, after news leaks warned of new corroboration of an al-Qaeda threat to the U.S. this summer, Attorney General John Ashcroft held a news conference.
Credible intelligence from multiple sources indicates that al-Qaeda plans to attempt an attack on the United States in the next few months.
At Mr. Ashcroft's side, FBI Director Robert Mueller. Not present, Homeland Security Secretary Tom Ridge, who had just made the rounds of morning TV hours before. CBS's Harry Smith on the early show had put the question very bluntly.
Do you feel there is an increased danger of a terrorist attack on U.S. soil this summer?
Harry, during the past couple of months, we continue to get what we consider to be general credible reporting of a potential attack or attacks in the United States. And you take those reporting streams and you couple it with...
Secretary Ridge was anything but blunt in his reply. In fact, Homeland Security was not about to raise the level of alert. NPR's Pam Fester joins us now. Pam, what was going on?
Well, clearly, Robert, there seems to be something of a Washington turf battle going on between the Justice Department and the Department of Homeland Security. This morning, Tom Ridge denied that that was the case. He said that two agencies are working very closely together, and he said he wanted to put this unfortunate story to rest. But that said, I can tell you that many people in Washington who watch Homeland Security and these issues were very surprised by the Attorney General's announcement on Wednesday.
What exactly is Secretary Ridge telling the country about the level or the immediacy of threat for this summer?
Well, in fact, for several weeks now, beginning in April, the Secretary has been saying that officials are concerned al-Qaeda may try to use some high-profile events this summer to launch an attack. Officials said they get continued intelligence saying that al-Qaeda still wants to attack in the United States, and they were very worried after the Madrid bombings in Spain that al-Qaeda would feel that since they thought they were able to influence that election, that they might in fact try to influence the U.S. election with another dramatic attack.
So Secretary Ridge is he telling local authorities to gird for an attack or to keep up their normal level of security?
Well, he's in fact telling them to keep up their normal level of security, which at this point is pretty high in a lot of places, especially places like New York and Washington. But in fact, the secretary had to call the mayors and governors around the country on Wednesday to assure them that nothing new had come out, but that, in fact, this was just the continued level of intelligence indicating the possibility that there might be some attack.
As you've said, Secretary Tom Ridge has denied that there is a turf battle at work here. But the Wall Street Journal reports today that on Wednesday morning, this is before the Attorney General's news conference, in the daily secure video conference of top intelligence officials from different agencies, the top intelligence officer at Homeland Security, they say, was furious at the thought that the Attorney General was about to hold a news conference suggesting a new al-Qaeda threat.
Well, that's right, Robert. But publicly, officials at Homeland Security are saying, oh, this is just a misunderstanding. It was a difference in tone and style, that they really are not at odds with each other. However, this is not the first turf battle that the agency has encountered. When it was first created, Homeland Security was supposed to be the place where all intelligence in the government was supposed to be collected and analyzed so that things wouldn't slip between the cracks. But shortly after the agency was created, the president announced the formation of a new entity called the Terrorist Threat Integration Center, which was supposed to do that and is now doing that function, and it's located in the Central Intelligence Agency.
One person who was very vocally critical of what happened on Wednesday was Representative Christopher Cox of California, who is the chair of the House Select Committee on Homeland Security. And he said the whole point of having a Department of Homeland Security is that the government should be speaking with one voice about the threat of terrorism. Homeland Security is supposed to be that one voice?
That's correct, and that was the whole purpose of forming this agency. And that is probably what the most unfortunate thing about what happened this week is it's very confusing to the public who is speaking for the government on Homeland Security.
NPR's Pam Fester, thanks a lot.
Thank you.